It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
So hello and welcome, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. You know, there are many unwise media outlets, major news networks, governors, mayors, individuals who are spreading the call of fear to overtake our emotions and cripple our minds right now. Yes, of course, there is a virus out there. And yes, there are people being hospitalized and dying. But viruses don't have to come with fear and folly. The coronavirus is here to teach us. And the teaching of this virus is for everyone on the planet. Today on the show, we're going to explore what the viruses can teach us and how to actually have a better life as a result of what's going on here. So today I'm calling our show The Courage to Visualize the Future. And I want to say this. Listen, the coronavirus is as much a spiritual problem as any kind of problem that we have. You know, for a lot of us, we feel that we've lost the soul of the nation to fakers, sensationalists, con men, crooks, liars, cheaters, and deceivers who are telling us things that just aren't true. And most of them are just following orders from higher bosses, higher up, or, you know, some of them are chasing the almighty dollar or both. But don't you think it's time for us to reset our thinking and get back to what we most value as a as individuals and also as a nation? So let me ask you today, what is it your highest values are? Are they maybe truth, the love, compassion, joy, maybe family, God, maybe wealth, maybe happiness? You know, I think a lot of us have those values, but that's not being represented right now in a lot of media outlets. I think you'd agree with that. So tune in right now. Listen in, because listen, this show is all about helping you to experience a greater life than you currently have. And some of you, I know, listen, I have a lot of compassion for a lot of people, my friends, my family members that are going through really difficult times right now. Some of them are really in fear because they've lost their job, or they've lost a loved one, or they've lost the ability to earn income right now, and they're wondering what the heck they're going to do. Well, I can tell you what to do. Let's talk about it today. You know, let me tell you a story. On Sunday in San Diego, I was practicing my social distancing, and I went for a bike ride with three other friends. We traveled along the coast up to a place called San Clemente State Beach, and we stopped to overlook the ocean. And in that moment, when I got really present, I realized that, you know, the air was pristine. There wasn't any pollution in the air. And I looked out over the ocean, and I noticed that the ocean had started to turn this deep blue, which for San Diego, most of the time to see that deep blue, you have to swim out maybe a half a mile. And I got it, and that the ocean and the nature was resetting itself, right? So, you know, there were birds everywhere. There was things happening that had, you know, that I just, maybe it was me. Maybe I hadn't noticed. Maybe I'd slowed down to the point where I could really re-see it. But here's what I want to say. It's time for us all, not just nature resetting. We need to reset our lives. And I believe really this is the calling of the coronavirus. You know, we're here for a purpose, right? A lot of us aren't asking those questions right now, or maybe we are. Maybe we're asking deeper questions like, who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose right now? What is driving me? What am I choosing to have in my life? You know, I think that we have to ask deeper questions like, how can I see things I've never seen before, or know things I've never known before, or do things I've never been able to do before? Well, we can all do that. But we, from my point of view, we have to slow down and take some time to really reflect on our lives. You know, where are we now? There are no coincidences in life. I've known this for many, many years. A lot of you have known that too. There's no coincidences. Life is showing up exactly perfectly to help us grow, to learn, to develop ourselves, to become a better human being. Now, some of you will wake up when the coronavirus is done, and you'll think life is the same. But I have to say, for so many of us, we're working right now. We're looking at ourselves. We're changing our business models. We're changing how we communicate with each other. We're up-leveling our lives. So if that's not you, you may want to just say, you know what? I'm going to spend this week in thinking about what I can do to grow myself, to be a better human being. You know, for starters, let's think about this. Who are you? You know, in America today, I think a lot of us, I think we have had an identity crisis, not just in America, around the world, because I believe a lot of people have thought that they are the houses they live in or the cars they drive or the jobs that they have. That's their identity. That's who they think they are. But the truth is we're infinite spiritual beings, and we are souls that are here to expand ourselves. You know, but here's the challenge. Each soul has kind of like this rust around it, is what I want to say. So it's like this rust. And what's that rust? Well, that rust is false beliefs, lies, hurts, harms, problems from the past that you may have had that you haven't healed. And it creates this like little rust. But you know, when you take that off, when you can release it, when you can open yourself up, what I found is that you shine. Everybody shines. In fact, what happens is we tap into this creative power that was in all of us, and we can take our lives to a completely new level. I believe that's what we all want to do. But I think we have to be willing to go within and connect to our creator source, or the super conscious mind is what I like to call it, and tune into our inner knowing, tune into our inner wisdom, and to solve the collective problems that we have right now. Guess what? You know, Einstein said it years ago, you can't solve a problem with the mind that created it. You have to change the mind, and you have to change your thinking to be able to see it at a different level. We have to up-level our thinking, in other words. So if that's what we need to do collectively, we also need to do that individually. And it starts with each one of us every day in every way to start making the changes that we're being called to make in our own lives. So listen, I got a couple tips. This is what I do. You know, if it works for you, great. If it doesn't, throw it out. But this is how I've changed my own life. First of all, I spend every day a few minutes in meditation. And if you don't know about meditation, you're going like, what is that? How do I do that? Listen, I got a free, it's called my meditation, the Science of Meditation Sampler Pack. You can go on my site. It's free. There's no charge. You'll get some information from Harvard and Stanford and some of the schools that have done a lot of science around meditation. You'll get some instructions specifically how to meditate. You'll also get some guided meditations. And there's even three classes you can sign up from. I don't get a dime on those classes. They're just there for you to learn. So you can go to kendfoster.com/resources. KenDFoster.com/resources and get the Science of Meditation Pack. The other thing I've been doing is I read. I'm a voracious reader. This is a great time to pick up books again. We've been so much in the digital time, looking everything digitally, which is great. I suppose you can read, listen to audio books or read them digitally, but I love the feel of a book that just you can feel, you can pick it up. Something about a book in your hand is really great but I read books that have wisdom in them. And that's all I do is if there's no wisdom, no experience from the person that's giving me, or has written that book, then that's probably not what I'm going to read. I also surround myself with people that are growing and developing and being the best they can be. And what else do I want to say? I always slow down. This is time to slow down and reflect and go within. Now, some of you are looking for change, so I'm going to mention my book. My latest book is called The Courage to Change Everything, and you can get that at couragetochange.us, couragetochange.us. This will help you in changing your mindset and becoming the you that you really want to become. All right. That's it for this segment. I'm going to be right back. We're going to have my first guest, Jimmy G. Graham, and Jimmy has been working with the mind for many decades. He's going to talk to us a little bit about how to use your mind in ways that can really benefit you right now to be able to change the way that you think and change your life. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and I hope you're enjoying the content today. Yeah. By the way, if you are enjoying all the content on our show, I encourage you to check out the Voices of Courage replays at voicesofcourage.us, voicesofcourage.us. And I also encourage you to check out a couple of our new affiliates. One is UK Health Radio. One is E360 TV and Talk Radio New York City. All three of those networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, to uplift your spirit, and to become the best version of yourself. You can tune in to those three new networks at ukhealthradio.com, talkradio.nyc, and E360TV.com. So I have another thought. If you're organization right now, this is a great time to plan and get your information out in the world. So if you are an organization that wants to get different results and you want to get your message in the world, there's an organization called Wasabi Publicity. And Wasabi has been recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for their innovative business practices. If you're an author, a speaker, an organization committed to changing the world and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, your social media, then go to wasabipublicity.com. Let me say that again. Go to Wasabi, W-A-S-A-B-I, publicity.com to schedule a call with the founder and CEO, Drew Gerber. All right. So again, the show today is called The Courage to Visualize Your Future. I have my guests here in studio with me, Jimmy Graham. Jimmy G is a certified hypnotherapist, motivational corporate keynote speaker who helps entrepreneurs, sales teams, and personal clients transform their lives by visualization to create a life filled with health, wellness, and happiness. Jimmy G, thanks for being here. Great to have you, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Ken. Every day above ground's a great day, so this is going to be a great one as well.
Well, we're both above ground. Yes, we're above ground. We're almost, I think you're closer to ground zero, the New York City, than I am. But, you know, a lot going on with this virus thing happening out there. What's your thought on that right now? What's your hit?
Well, we certainly are living in an interesting time, and I know there's at first everybody seemed to be, well, this will blow over in a week or two, no big deal. And then it got worse and worse and worse and more serious. And that optimism is kind of really turned to fear, which is kind of in certain areas turning to panic. And the thing that I find interesting is that I've kind of taken a step back and said, well, this is probably the most interesting time in human history. So why not sit back and kind of take it in for what it is, as opposed to being afraid of it, and just observe what's going on and sit back and just have that wherewithal just to see, you know, right now, like I said, every day above the ground is a great day. Today is a great day. I'm living, I'm breathing. There's food in the fridge. There's a roof over my head. Nobody's holding a gun to my head either. I'm safe. And let's just see what happens.
Well, I love that. And I think that, just taking that one day at a time, like you're saying, and being really present in the moment. I love what you said about, you know what, you're right. This probably is something that, of course, has never happened before. And hopefully it'll never happen again. But we got to really, tune into this moment. So, you wrote this amazing book, Master Your Matrix. Boy, are we in the matrix right now. Now, some of us more in the matrix than others, right? Yes. So let's, first of all, why'd you write that book? Let's talk a little bit about that and how it applies to what was going on today.
Sure. I started investigating and actually being exposed to the power of the mind at a very early age in high school. And I've studied all the great books from Think and Grow Rich to The Power of the Subconscious Mind, Science of Success, and all the Tony Robbins books. And it just goes on and on and on. And I have put those methodologies into practice in my own life, and amazing things have happened. And the more I study it and the more I practice it, the more I realize that you may not be able to control the outside matrix, but you can definitely control your inside matrix. And what I mean by that is that you can't control the situations that are outside of you, but you can control how you think about them, how you feel about them, and how you react to them and the decisions you make around them. So that's why that's probably really nails why I wrote the book in the first place, just to give people that understanding that yes, you are control of at least your own situation.
Well, and I know you do a lot of work in visualization and visualizing in the mind. Mm-hmm. Right now, the images that we have coming on a lot of the main media is, hospitals overfilled, shelves empty, shortages around the world, numbers of the virus increasing every day. Mm-hmm. It's almost like if you sit around and think about it for a while, start to visualize what your life might be looking like in the next 30, 60, 90 days. And a lot of people are visualizing, oh, we're going to get the virus. I heard some guy say, yeah, I'm going to get the virus. I know it's coming. And I'm like, well, dude.
He's already accepted it.
He's totally accepted it. But, the mind is the cause of our bondage, and the mind is the cause of our liberation. So if we're bonding ourselves into these kind of things, it's probably not a good way. Your point of view on that, Jimmy G?
Sure. And I love how you brought up the point that everything on the news, everything that's being broadcast is all gloom and doom. The overrun hospitals, everybody in a panic mode, the empty store shelves. But nobody's going out on the street and just videotaping people going for walks on nature trails. I've got a friend here in Windsor that her and her daughter now is going out on nature trails with garbage bags and actually cleaning up the trails and picking up all the trash and beautifying those spaces, which inspired me to do the same thing. And this is not on the news.
Well, you just inspired me to do the same thing. I have a trail. I'm going to take a bag today and go on it. That's awesome.
Sure, yes.
That's awesome. And, great idea.
Yes, and these little things. Somebody else had posted on Facebook the other day is that everybody's reporting about how many deaths are happening, but nobody's reporting how many people have got this virus and then recovered from it. They're not spinning.
Well, it's very interesting because I've been on the CDC sites and I subscribe to a site that where I can actually see the numbers. And it's very interesting. I was looking at the numbers worldwide and the how many people have the disease and then how many people have died, and then they have the recovery rate, which is it's so much lags how many people have had it. I mean, it's like a tenth of the people have recovered as opposed to the people that have had it. And I just there's a lag there. So I think you're right. They're not showing that.
Sure. And by broadcasting the fear and doom and gloom, what it's doing is it's actually hypnotizing people to believe in the gloom and doom, as opposed to getting back to mastering your matrix and going, okay, I'm in the house, I'm safe, I've got a roof over my head, I've got food in the fridge, I'm good. Right.
I'm good. And, I do want to, I understand Governor Cuomo, who's got a challenge on his hands in such a tight knit, New York City with, I don't know how many millions are there, 28 million. But what, he's got a challenge there to get people inside and help them to stop going out. And, especially the younger generation, we have the same challenge here. I understand that. But I think there's better ways to do it than just putting fear out there and threats of martial law and things of that nature. What say you?
Yes, I do believe, and it's a tough call. I can see where they might want to say, okay, well, let's keep the gloom and doom going just to drive the point home for people to please just stay home, the more people that stay home and just self-isolate, the faster this will be over with. Yeah. At the same time, when you're self-isolating, basically you're alone with your own thoughts. And if you're not mastering your own matrix, if you're not controlling your own thought process and you start buying into all the gloom and doom and you keep repeating it in your head, that's going to drive you crazy and bad things happen.
So give me a tip. How do people master their own matrix?
Sure. This is so important right now. The biggest message of the book is to remain conscious. In the hypnosis field, all of my colleagues would always say that the subconscious would be the strongest mind that we have out of our three minds, which is our super mind, which is our soul, our subconscious mind, which is our inner thoughts, and our conscious mind, which is our rational mind. I disagree in this respect, is that if you are always in a state of presence and consciousness, you can self analyze what is actually going on. If you allow your thoughts to get inside your head, oh my God, the world's going to end, we're all going to die, you will believe that and you will become more and more depressed to the point of possibly bad things happening. But if you remain in a conscious state, once again, it gets back to what I've already said. I'm in my office, the roof's over my head, there's food in the fridge, I've got enough money in the bank to pay my bills, you know, for the foreseeable future. You know, I can ride this out. I know
that's
that
good.
Not all
that's
people
good. Well, listen, I gotta go to break. Before I go to break, how do people get this book? And then we'll come back.
It's on Amazon. Just do a Google search, Master Your Matrix book. It'll come right up on Amazon and you can buy it right off Amazon.
Master Your Matrix, Jimmy G. Graham. Okay. And Jimmy, when we come back, a lot of people are going through money challenges right now. I'd like to talk a little bit about the cycle of beliefs that is happening for people that are challenged with money right now and how they can break that and start to visualize a bright future. So we will be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. Go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com. Schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, your host. Today, our show is called The Courage to Visualize Your Future. Before I get back to my guest, Jimmy G., I want to give a shout-out to one of our sponsors. Listen, if you're a woman entrepreneur, I want you to pay close attention. There's an organization called Women's Wisdom, which has been assisting women business owners to not only grow their businesses, but to grow their lives since 1991. This month, they're going online. They've got a super networking event online for women, and they're also bringing in two of the top speakers on business in the country. One is Maura Smith, who has traveled with Mark Zuckerberg around the country. She's going to tell you how to actually use Facebook and Instagram to really take your business to the next level. And the other one is Sharon Lecter. Sharon has been with Rich Dad, Poor Dad. She was his partner, Robert Kiyosaki, for many years. Some of you know them. And that book and those programs have gone worldwide now, selling millions of copies. She's also associated with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And she wrote a book called Think and Grow Rich for Women. So if you're a woman entrepreneur, you don't want to miss this important Women's Wisdom event. You can find it at womenswisdom.net. Again, womenswisdom.net, coming up April 9th. And by the way, I think they're doing events every 2 weeks. So check in with womenswisdom.net to find out what the next speakers will be. All right. So listen, I'm here with Jimmy G. He's sharing the secrets about visualization in his new international best-selling book, Master Your Matrix, How to Visualize to Create the Life of Health, Wealth, and Happiness. Jimmy, all right, money. A lot of people struggling right now. A lot of people worried about it. What do you tell them?
Well, I'll start off here, Ken. I am now the official poster boy of how and why you should manage your emotions and thoughts around money. My business is primarily doing live events, doing live keynotes for corporate audiences, going out on stage, sharing the knowledge of how to master your own mind and your thought process to become more successful and to create more money. And what has happened to me, my whole career has been wiped out in a matter of about 14 days. I am officially out of business. I mean, and it for the last 10 years has been a great and very lucrative career. And now I'm out of a job, basically. I'm out of a career. So here's what I would love to suggest is that, first of all, realize that you're still okay. You're still breathing. Once again, you're still conscious. Every day above ground's a great day. Second thing is that, what can you be grateful for right now? The more you can be grateful for what you have at this point, the more you can turn around those negative subconscious thoughts into positive subconscious thoughts.
So, and what happens when you're visualizing this, when you are grateful, what's going on, of course, is you're turning on the endorphins in your mind. You're starting to open up your creativity. You're getting in that place where people can really tune into their own creative sources, right, Jimmy?
Yes, exactly. And Ken, you probably can agree with this. I mean, as a self-employed entrepreneur, you're constantly in the point of reinvention anyway in your business, right?
That's correct.
So along my career path, I've had to basically reinvent myself at least 3 times in this career to keep going and find a new level. And so my first thought was, well, I've recreated myself at least 3 times now. I have no idea what the future holds, but I am going to put it out to the universe that I know that answer is out there, and I'm willing just to open myself up to receiving whatever that answer is going to be. That's exactly how I became a keynote speaker and a presenter for corporate audiences, because at that time, before I started this phase of my career, I had no idea that I would be even doing this. And 10 years later, I mean, up to the beginning of March, I was very successful at it.
Well, and I know this, you know, there's a lot of people, especially your business will come back. It'll take a little while. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are, I like the fact that, so the first step is gratitude, stay in the gratitude. As you reinvent yourself, what would you say step 2, 3, and 4 would be?
Well, definitely, gratitude would be definitely number one. Number two would be embrace the gift of time that we've been just given. I see so many people going, oh my God, I'm binge watching whatever that new Netflix show is, the Tiger Show or whatever. And I'm thinking, why are you wasting your time? This is the greatest opportunity. This is something that, especially when I'm talking with presenting to real estate audiences, real estate agent audiences, when they bring me in for those presentations, I tell them, I said, when was the worst time in real estate history recently? It was the crash of 2008.
Yeah.
And then what was the greatest buying opportunity in real estate was also the crash of 2008. So this opportunity right now, this gift of time, this gift of the markets crashing, everything has, first of all, opened my mind to, I've always been saying, if I ever had the time, I'm going to learn stock market investing. So guess what I'm doing? I'm going right in. I'm just studying my butt off to learn how to invest, because right now is going to be one of the greatest times in history to get back in the market and actually profit from it.
I think you're so right. I think a lot of people missed it in 2008, 2009. Mm-hmm. Stocks have already covered maybe 20%, a lot of them. And I haven't looked at it today, but you know, it's going to be up and down for a while, but there's some great opportunities. So that's great. I love the idea of reinventing yourself again. So one is meditation. One is tuning in again to your dreams that you just said, that I have this dream I haven't pursued, but I'm going to pursue it now. Yeah, any other tips that people can take from you, Jimmy? Because you've done this a few times.
The third one is this, And this is my logo from my Mind Power program site, which is a site where you can download actual hypnosis programs to help yourself relax, de-stress, become more confident. And there's a whole load of programs there. But the tagline there is feed your mind daily. Always be conscious of what you're feeding your mind and feed it positive information, because sitting in front of the TV right now, filling your head with all the gloom and doom stuff and Facebook posts and all the stuff, it will drive you crazy. And not only that, it's a huge monumental waste of time. It's an absolute waste of time. Time is the only gift we have. So why not utilize it to become better?
I just love that. Yeah. And, you know, and I think for me, what I've been practicing now, you know, first of all, I got really into watching the news. Wow, what's happening? And then I went, oh, this is impacting me. I got to turn this off. So I said, I'll delegate maybe a few minutes in the morning, a few minutes in the evening, just to see what's going on and then turn it off. I like to be informed, but I don't need to be, what is it? Fear-based informed, right? You know, yeah. It's just you get poured on, yeah. Right? So. Yeah. So I love what you said, though, man. Feed your mind every day. And I think, if one were to commit to, let's say, the next 60 days, really a program of feeding their mind every day, I think the first thing I would probably do is pick up this book here, Master Your Matrix, and probably my book, too. I'd pick them both up, The Courage to Change Everything. And I'd start focusing my mind every day, feeding it with what we all need, which is wisdom. You got a lot of wisdom, Jimmy. So how do they get this book again?
Once again, just probably the best bet. I mean, you can go on Amazon and do a search for Master Your Matrix, and I would type in the word book as well, or simply do a Google search, Master Your Matrix book. If you type that in, it will be the first thing that comes up on Amazon. You can download it from Amazon either digitally, or you can actually order a physical copy of the book.
That's awesome. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you directly, how do they get a hold of you, Jimmy G?
Best website would be to go to mindpowerpresentations, that's plural.com.
Mindpowerpresentationsplural.com. Okay. Listen, man, our time has been too short. I know you've got tons of wisdom that are not only in your book, but in your head. So I'd love to have you back when we can to talk more about this. Would you be willing to come back?
Oh, fantastic. Anytime, Ken.
Yeah. Thank you so much for taking your time today, being here. And listen, we're going to be right back. I have my second guest in the wings. His name is Matt Johnson. And Matt is he's not only a musician, he's a podcaster. He is a marketing agency founder, and he's got a lot of tips about how to take your mind and change things up. So we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. The show topic today is the courage to visualize your future. And I have with me in studio Matt Johnson, and Matt's going to come right on. I want to just give a quick shout out to some of you that have been very loyal to us for such a long time. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you letting all your friends know on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything you've done for us. I really appreciate it. By the way, for those of you that are new to the show, the replays are available at voicesofcourage.us. That's voicesofcourage.us. Or you can just tell Siri, Alexa, or Cortana, play Voices of Courage podcast. It'll come right up for you. Also, just a quick shout out to our affiliate network, UK Health Radio. They now have coronavirus information on their website there, and it contains daily updates and information from the health professionals on how, if you have the virus, what you need to do with that, if you don't have it, how to protect yourself. That page can be accessed by clicking on the UKHealthRadio.com, UKHealthRadio.com, and they have a coronavirus floating banner there. Just click on that, and you'll get all that information. And last but not least, I mentioned in my last segment, but I want to mention again, if you're a women entrepreneur, there's a women's networking event coming up for a women entrepreneur through Women's Wisdom, and you can access that at womenswisdom.net, womenswisdom.net. They have a couple international speakers coming on April 9th. They're really going to help you to pivot your business, so I hope you'll check them out. All right, my guest is Matt Johnson. He's a marketing agency founder, podcaster, musician. Matt runs a podcast launch and production agency based in my city here in San Diego, and he has an international team that helps business coaches, consultants, and thought leaders to do what they need to do, which is get their message in the world. Matt, great to have you, man.
Great to be here, Ken. Thanks so much.
All right, man. So you're, you know, I asked my former, my last guest, Jimmy G, who's still in the wings watching us here, which is cool. I asked him about the coronavirus, what he thought, you know, where you are right now. Let's just personalize it. What's happening for you?
Well, the business is good. And that's, you know, I've been very fortunate to work with really good people, the right people that are well prepared. They've got lots of runway. It's an interesting time where people are having a lot of questions about whether now is the time to pivot or whether now is the time to stay the course. And so I've got clients that are kind of asking those types of questions. But yeah, it's an interesting time to be working with high.
Well, let's answer that question. Is now the time to pivot, or do we wait for 3 weeks?
That's a good question. I was going to say, if it's only a few weeks, I hope it's not time to pivot. But yeah, I think that, you know, just kind of linking all this and everything that I talk about with clients kind of to the concept of courage, I think one of the hardest, one of the demands that's on us right now is the courage to keep on focusing on the right people. Now, does that mean we keep our service packages identically the same, or that we plow forward with the exact same way we've been doing business? Maybe not. But if we have, if you know who your right people are, that does refine things in terms of how do you, do you actually need to pivot, or do you need to just kind of tweak a little bit to make sure that you're serving the right people in the way that's best for them right now?
Well, I really like that. So from a business point of view, some of my, the right people are no longer the right people because their business has been impacted in such a way that they don't maybe have the funds to pay you or your organization. But then again, those might be the ideal right people for you right now because they need support and you can bring them in. How do you know the right people?
Well, so one of the things that I tell all clients and anybody that comes in, you know, especially if we launch their podcast, is that for the most part, you always want to have and go after the relationships with the early adopters, what I call going, like skipping the many and going straight to the few. So if you look at the, like any niche kind of breaks down into the few and the many, and the few are those savvier, more sophisticated, early adopting, ultra successful people in any niche. Those are the people that are going to make it through the crash. They've already made it through one, maybe two or three. They know the drill. They're prepared. They've got plenty of runway financially. They've got a stable business model. They're good leaders. They're good executors. They have strength and discipline of execution. So like the, you know, in my case, I'm fortunate to be working with a lot of those people in the agency to where they're not calling me up panicking, wanting to cancel everything. Their mentality is let's go, like get into attack mode.
Yeah, I love that because especially with the podcast market right now, it seems like doesn't seem like it's been growing exponentially for many years, but now is the time to really maybe get your message out in a much greater way. I think there have been a lot of people sitting on the fence; they haven't had time to do their podcast. What say you on that?
Well, one of my clients put it best. He said, "Now is the time to take market share."
Yeah.
You know, most people are pulling back. People are hesitating. People are uncertain. Now is the time to get in, like go on the offense and not play defense. So now is the time to get in front of the right people, stay in front of them consistently, and get in front of them with a message that's very, very clear and compelling so that you're memorable, and just stay in front of them because now is the time when you can really, really capture market share.
Boy, isn't it? I'm thinking about AM, FM channels right now. I have a mastermind group that I'm part of, actually that I founded, that we put a lot of podcast networks, people that own the networks together. And what they were basically saying is, you know, a lot of people on the traditional AM, FM stations are at home right now. And so there's opportunity to put your show, there's opportunity to put your show on their radio networks right now. So yeah, not only the podcast networks, but the radio networks. And you're right. It's time to be out there and get your message out in a bigger way. Especially, don't you feel that there's a lot of, you and I work with a lot of learners and leaders. the leaders right now are really being called to help up level what's going on here. What's your hit on that?
Yeah. So what I've been telling people is that you're going to get hit from any direction. So if you're visible and you're being a leader right now, you're going to have people that accuse you of doing too much or not doing enough. You're going to have people that think you're capitalizing, exploiting. That's not the point. What I tell all the clients right now is, look, if you're out there being visible, the key is to take what you do and what you normally say, like take your core message and just put it in context for people. Explain, like I talk about being micro famous. So in my own podcast and in any guest appearances I'm doing during this whole time of uncertainty, I'm tying the concept of micro famous to why is that important in the context of what we're going through right now. And as long as we're doing that, I think we can still step into what I would call kind of a leadership vacuum that's going on right now. And that's where I think there's such a huge opportunity to take market shares. There's a vacuum of leadership.
I like that. Okay, so we got a couple more minutes here. Let me, before we take a break, let me ask you, give me some strategies that people can use right now to win online.
Okay. Well, so the thing is that like podcasting, you know, some people say numbers are down, some people say numbers are up. It really depends on the show. But one thing that you can do if you don't already have a podcast is start doing Facebook Lives, because they can be short. They can be like what we're doing here and be a full hour length. You've got a ton of flexibility and it's a small forum where you can get on and make a bunch of mistakes and nobody's going to care because it's a raw, authentic kind of platform. So if you are, if you're just like kind of thinking of dipping your toe into that world, Facebook Live is a great place to start. I started in the live video space. So before I ever launched my first podcast, I was doing live Google Hangouts. So I love live video. It's a great way to connect with an audience. And then if you start to have success with it, then you've got something that you can actually put some ad dollars behind it and take those Facebook Lives and throw a little bit of money behind it and put it in front of more people. And it's cheap right now to do that.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's talk about right now, because I think you said it, some people want to put their content out there, but they're afraid to sell anybody anything, right? Mm-hmm. What's your hit on that?
Well, it comes down to leadership again, because if you truly believe that you solve a big, valuable problem for people and they still have that problem, they might be distracted and they've got a whole bunch of feelings and conversations going on. But the question is, do they still have the problem that you solve? Is it still an obstacle to them getting what they want in life? And if it is, then you have a moral responsibility to tell people how you solve it and tell the right people, not everyone, but the right people to go sign up to work with you.
That's really good. And I want to say this, the opportunity for podcasting right now is really there. I mean, we have more people sitting at home listening to media than ever before. They're listening to AM, FM, they're listening to radio, podcasts, they're listening to their TV shows. They're there. They're hungry for information. They're hungry to know how to pivot their businesses. So I think this is the time to do that. Matt, I got 25 seconds in this segment before we go to the next one. If somebody wants to get a hold of you talk about them doing a podcast, how do they do that?
Best place to start is actually with the MicroFamous book. So just go to microfamousbook.com. That lays out the entire MicroFamous strategy and then also the tactics of podcasting to actually reach the right people. It's all there at microfamousbook.com.
Very good. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. And when we get back, I'd like to ask you about how to evolve your brand in this weird place that we're in. Okay, we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world.
Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to WasabiPublicity.com. That's WasabiPublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. And today we're talking about the courage to visualize your future. And I'm with Matt Johnson. Matt is a marketing expert, and he's a podcaster himself, and he's an individual that has developed wisdom and expertise in an area that I believe most people right now need, which is in that area of understanding how to market your business online right now. Matt, so how do we do that? How do we make the pivot? How do we make the shift right now onto online?
Yeah, so there was a great book that there was a great book I ran across years ago that basically made the point that, you know, you don't have to have everything right. You definitely don't have to have your mindset all right in order to be successful. You can move forward, right? You can still move forward. And I think that's what's key right now is, look, there's going to be days where you wake up and you're not in the best mind frame, right? That's okay. You can still move forward. And in terms of branding, the best way to think about it is to think about the questions first. You don't have to have all the answers now. Well, what are the questions, right? Well, one of the questions is, well, now that we know we're in like this kind of downturn, what more information does that tell me about my ideal client, right? Because I don't know about you, but like Warren Buffett said, the people that when the tide goes out, you find out they were naked the whole time. Those are not the client. Those are not my ideal clients. I want to work with the people that were fully clothed the whole time. And then the tide washes out and everybody's like, oh, they've got their act together. So use this time to figure out, okay, this is telling me something. It's telling me more about who the right people are for me. Now let's go out there and just be more influential to those people.
I love that. Well, speaking of Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, their B shares right now, from my point of view, it makes a lot of sense because they're sitting on a lot of cash to buy a bunch of businesses. So anyway, won't tell you what I'm investing in, but I would say that that's an interesting one
exactly.
to look at.
That's the secret behind the scenes part of the show.
Anyway, okay. There are some success stoppers out there right now that are stopping people from succeeding. Let's talk about that. In your point of view, what's stopping people from really moving forward with their businesses right now that we can identify and give them some tips on how to move past those?
So one of the big things, I think, in a time like this, it's really, really tempting to get unfocused and start speaking to more and different types of people and maybe even offering more and different types of things or jumping on new social media networks because it feels like right now we've got the time. So there's a general pull in the atmosphere right now because of all the uncertainty to get unfocused. So I think one of the places where we can really, really exhibit some courage right now is the courage to stay focused. Focused on the right people, focused on our core message, focus on the one primary place where we build relationships and connect with people online, and trust that this is a short-term temporary thing that will resolve itself. And then on the other side of that, there's going to be a spur of demand that you want to be well-positioned to take advantage of, right? Set yourself up for, I don't care whether it's 2 months from now, 9 months from now, we'll see how it shakes out. But this is not a permanent new way of life. It will come out and we're going to have a pent-up demand that we can take advantage of.
That's good. You know, in Micro Focus, you talk about Napoleon and the flexibility to build a brand that really expands us. Mm-hmm. What's that about? Let's talk about that.
So Napoleon, greatest, you know, strategist ever, leader of men on the face of the planet. One of the things that he would do is he planned out his military campaigns where he knew what the beginning was and he knew what his resources were and he knew the end point. Like he could often in advance of a campaign point to some random little town in France or Italy and say, yep, that's where the battle of the last part of the campaign is going to take place. Well, what did he do all in between there? He didn't have every step of the way mapped out. He had general principles and he built in a ton of flexibility so that he could make on the fly decisions that just led up to the eventual goal that he knew that he wanted to get to. So we can do that for ourselves by wrapping our entire branding and everything that we talk about with people online around one core message. That's kind of that destination, but the tactics of it can change. You know, is it important whether you do Facebook Live or podcasting right now this second? No, right? Because the tactics of marketing and the tactics of attracting clients are going to change. But what does count is whether you are influential in the right space and what's the message that you're known for, right? John Maxwell doesn't have to be on TikTok because John Maxwell is known for leadership. So guess who's speaking on leadership whenever the speaking engagements come back? It's John Maxwell. So what you want to do is position yourself to be known for something so that the tactics can come and go. But in the end of the day, you are known and linked to one thing.
You know, I think that's a really important piece. I know that when I wrote my book, The Courage to Change Everything, that I tuned into my own strength. I said, what's the greatest strength that I have that I don't see? And it was courage. And I like what you're saying there. I think people need to tune into that strength. What is it within themselves that they have that will set them out in the marketplace in a different way? And quite frankly, a lot of people said, courage, what's that? Why would you want to talk about that? So I didn't let any of that stuff stop me. I just went, this is what I need to do. This is what I need to put out. Yeah. I think you'd agree with that.
Yeah, 100%.
I have a question for you with pricing right now. You know, I go to Costco. The gas is down now, right? $2.56 for premium. That's pretty cool. There's a lot of people that are putting their prices, they're lowering their prices, and just the opposite's happening. You know, go try to buy a camera online right now for your internet, for your podcast, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, Logitech's like $700 to $900. Okay, so what do you recommend here for people that are struggling? Do I raise my prices? Do I lower my prices? I don't want to look like a price gouger, but I need to eat.
Well, unless you're 100x-ing your prices, I think the price gouging is probably safe. When it comes to pricing, I think if you're an individual, kind of an entrepreneur, let's say you're a coach or consultant, and essentially you're selling your time, I think there's nothing wrong with negotiating people behind the scenes. If you're someone like me that is an agency owner with fixed production costs and you've got people to pay, I'm not dropping my prices. You know, I have a package that works, and the more clients we sign up, it's scalable, and that's great. But if I drop the price, that essentially cuts my profit out, which means there's nothing in it for me to take on a new client. So, right. You know, so it depends on what circumstance you're in. But if you're selling your time and you have a slot that's open, and if you don't sell that time, it's like a hotel room that goes unfilled, you don't make any money off of it. I don't see anything wrong with negotiating.
That's good. Okay. Let's talk about paid traffic. What's the, a lot of people are, you know, have been paying for their traffic. By the way, Facebook and Twitter prices are way down. Yep. Is there alternatives to paid traffic that people can use?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is an interesting time because all of a sudden paid traffic dropped in cost. And so a bunch of people will jump in, and that's all great. But the prices are going to go back up. They've always been going up. And to me, the proven alternative to that is to go out and consistently get featured on podcasts like what we're doing here to reach a niche group of people that can potentially be ideal clients for you, but without even paying for the traffic. Because to me, that's the sweet spot between spending all day glued to your phone trying to post on Instagram and Facebook and get traffic that way, which is getting less and less effective, versus paying for the traffic, which if you don't do that right, you can absolutely lose your shirt. And any paid traffic expert will be the first one to tell you that. So to me, like podcasting and getting featured consistently that way is that sweet spot that's the best alternative to both.
That's really great. For somebody that's got a podcast out there right now, any recommendations on the best network to be on?
You know, I didn't turn my agency into a network for a reason, so I'm not a huge believer in them. I think there is some value in it. It's almost like being on a record label. It depends on whether that record label has a brand, because otherwise it's just a lot of strategic relationships behind the books, you know, behind the scenes, mm-hmm. and you can build that sort of thing yourself. I think every podcaster needs to have a network of strategic relationships, but you can build that without joining a network.
That's great. Okay, listen, you got the microphone. We're on, we're in 160 countries, right? We're on a couple hundred stations. So what's your message to the business owner right now that is around the world that's probably have a lot of similarities to what's going on in England or Germany or United States or China? What's your message to everybody?
Well, I think what we're seeing right now is that everybody is focused on grabbing attention, because the assumption is that attention equals sales. And to me, that's never been automatically true, and it's definitely not automatically true now. There's a missing link between attention and sales, and to me, that missing link is influence. So now is not the time to focus on grabbing attention. Now is the time to focus on building influence, because if you end up building real enduring influence, you'll get the sales.
Three tips to building influence.
Get out there and be visible. So get on podcasts and get featured as an expert guest. Make sure that you're emailing your list regularly. And if you're going to experiment with paid traffic at all, do one video a week and throw $5 or $10 behind it on Facebook and call it good. You don't have to glued to your phone to be visible.
Okay. Let's talk about how do they get the book and get in touch with you?
So easy way to get the book, microfamousbook.com. It is free if you cover the shipping. So I want to get that into as many hands as possible. It's all about how to become famously influential to the right people. And then if you want to get in touch with me, the best way is just go to getmicrofamous.com. It's got all the links to the Microfamous podcast, our production service, all that fun stuff.
Thanks so much, Matt. Hey, listen, Matt, this was fun. I hope you'll join me again on the show. I really had a good time with you. And we barely scratched the surface of your expertise, but love to have you back.
Thanks, Ken. Appreciate it.
Okay. Listen, for all of you that are listening to our show, if you would like to give us a shout out on Facebook or Twitter or even a rating on iTunes, that's all great. We really appreciate that from all of you. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So let us know. Tweet us. Let us know. Facebook us, right? Send your questions and comments also to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. That's viewer@voicesofcourage.us. And for those that you want to order my book, you can order at courage2change.us. Till we meet next time, make sure to continue to be blessed, be safe, and try to be so happy. Happiness is a good thing. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.